Massachusetts implements mask advisory urging all residents to wear a mask. By Hannah Blow on December 21, 2021. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, R. this week announced the state updated its face covering advisory, urging residents to wear a mask in public indoor spaces moving forward. "We updated the face covering advisory today to urge all residents to wear a mask in public indoor spaces," Baker stated during State House briefing. "We'll continue to release the best public health guidance we have, so people can make informed decisions about how to protect themselves," he added, predicting the state and country as a whole will see a large number of new cases of the Chinese coronavirus. "Vaccinated people may test positive, but their chances of dying or getting seriously ill are so small. They pale in comparison to so many riskier behaviors out there. And if you're boosted, your risk of getting sick is even lower," he continued. The new advisory applies to both vaccinated and unvaccinated residents, effective Tuesday, December 21. In response to the spread of the Delta variant and the emerging Omicron variant, the Department of Public Health now advises that all residents, regardless of vaccination status, wear a mask or face covering when indoors, and not in your own home, the advisory reads. The DPH particularly urges this recommendation if you have a weakened immune system, or if you are at increased risk for severe disease because of your age or an underlying medical condition, or if someone in your household has a weakened immune system, is at increased risk for severe disease, or is unvaccinated. Masks also continue to be required on public and private transportation hubs, healthcare facilities, congregate care facilities, and correctional facilities in the Bay State. The only exemptions are for those under the age of 5, as well as those with certain disabilities. The move comes as other states, such as California and New York, also begin to reintroduce masks requirements in the wake of the Omicron variant.